Vanessa, you're next.
Okay, so first of all, again, it sort of goes to people assuming that they know what the motives of other people are and taking a position on a particular issue. So I don't see this discussion as attacking the motion that was already passed. I see it as an effort to try to correct something that needs to be corrected in that motion. I voted for that motion in the meetings that I participated in. So this, you know, I think it's unfortunate for people to assume that, oh, if you support this, then it must be because, you know, you have an ulterior motive. No, I think it's a legitimate issue that deserves to be discussed. And I would rather, for this time that we've spent discussing whether or not to discuss it, to have been spent discussing it. I think that would have been a much more useful way to spend our time. And so, Sareem just saying, we all know that the records are confused, I think only lends support to the argument that if the way the motion is currently worded, if the language can be misinterpreted, and language is subject to interpretation, it just is. If we can do something now to head off confusion that we can see coming down the road, then we should do that. Again, this is an organization of political people, and we know the history of strife in the individual LSB, at the PSB level, and I'd like to think that most people are absent of motivation to favor a faction or, you know, to engage in something that, you know, might be considered self-serving. I simply see this as an objective issue that needs to be discussed. We need to straighten this out now to the extent that we can. Maybe we can't, but a problem has been identified, and we need to look at it and say, this is a problem, and can we make a recommendation for it to be fixed now for the for the future assistance to LSBs, so that when they tackle this, and it is hard, this is complicated, this is new, and as Serene said, the records are confused for any number of reasons. So I'd like to at least give the issue the consideration of being discussed without people assuming that they know it's due to some personal motive, just because it needs to be discussed.
Mal for the stag.
Ito, and then I think I heard Ilona, and then Mal. Is that correct? I'm hearing no objections. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, so number one, I agree with everything Vanessa just said. Number two, specifically, I would like us to spend a few moments listening to the report. And then we can decide whether the substance of that report merits any kind of action at all on the part of this committee. And when I say action, that does not necessarily mean changing or modifying the motion that was already approved by the committee. That's another issue. We can't even deal with that if we haven't listened to the information. We need to listen to the information and see if it has any merit at all, and then what, if anything, do we need to do about it? Is it or is it not a governance issue? Does it affect the vote that we took or the motion that was passed? Maybe it might not. Maybe there are some other kinds of administrative or other types of actions that need to be taken, but obviously something needs to happen to correct the records, again, like Serene said, that are incomplete. And concretely, and I'll finish, concretely, I think one of the questions is, how do we determine who, when someone got on the LSD, which position, which vacancy did they fill? And if we can't answer that question, and we try to conduct an election, I think it would be the understatement of the year to say that we're going to have one hell of a mess. And so again, I'm going to shut up, and I would request that we listen to the person that did the report, listen to what she has to say.
Let me remind people that what's on the floor is Benito's substitute motion to postpone consideration of the motion to reconsider the motion we passed last time in the Governance Committee. Serene's motion, which is to delete it entirely. So, next speaker is...
My substitute is that... Oh, no, that's okay.
Ilona.
I feel that we have a failure to communicate. And I question the wisdom of allotting this much time to this issue, an agenda item. It feels like a filibuster, and this is not personal. I've listened very carefully. My understanding, and Margie said it, another guy said it very, very clearly, it seems to me the whole issue from what was in the email to us was something that is not in the purview of the Governance Committee, per se. It seems to me that it is in the domain of the work of and the responsibility of the LSB. I feel it would be setting a very dangerous precedent to even step over that issue. Now, having said that, I am not, you know, I wouldn't deny having the conversation. However, I must say that to have hijacked this meeting, to have this discussion when, and I question the chair allowing it to take this much time up rather than setting a time limit for the discussion of this agenda item. It is non-productive.
Not allowed in committee.
Can I move to table this? Since I can't call the question, can I move to table this so that we can go on with the business, whatever else is on the agenda this evening?
You know, I think you can. You can't move to suspend debate, and a motion to table is supposed to be used not to basically end debate and end the question. It's supposed to be used when there's something else more pressing. And so
I think what we voted on already is more pressing, Mr. Chair.
Let me finish.
And I moved.
Let me finish. And so the motion to table is legitimate and is honorable.
And you raise your voice. I cannot hear you when you raise your voice.
And I do not like being interrupted in the middle of what I'm saying by you.
I did not realize that you were
speaking before
until you started to shout. I apologize.
She was finished with the floor, and she had made a motion, and I was about to rule that it is in order. Now, we have a motion to table, which is not discussable. We're going to go to a vote on the motion to table. So a yes vote puts it on the table. It can be taken back off the table at another meeting, at the next meeting, if people want to do that. But in any case, that's what we're voting on, is a motion to table. I'm going to call the roll. It's not debatable.
I'm sorry, but just point of information, or I don't know.
What's the point of information?
Weren't we originally discussing what was going to be on the agenda? So I'm not sure how you table that.
Oh, interesting point.
A motion to table is always in order, is it not?
Yeah, but what's the effect of it?
Move on to the rest of discussing the rest of the agenda and get some work done.
It's just the order of the agenda is what we were discussing.
Yeah. I'm going to rule that it's that will be the effect of it. We'll simply postpone discussion about whether this is on the agenda or not. It can be brought back at the next meeting if we want to bring it back. But we'll go on to the rest of the agenda, setting the rest of the agenda if the motion passes. So, sorry, Ken.
Our point of information for Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence, go ahead.
So a motion, the question is that a motion to table is a simple majority. Is a motion to postpone a two-thirds majority?
No, it's also a simple majority.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any objection to the motion to table?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so. So I'm going to call the roll on the motion to table. So, Lona Elias.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan. Stephen Brown, Mal Bernstein.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
William Heerwagen.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman, Pat Logan. Tony Norman, Andrea Pritchett.
No.
Myself, I vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
You mean Lawrence Reyes?
Reyes. Lawrence Reyes.
I abstain.
Okay. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sabara, no. Tony.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Hello?
Margie Wilkinson. Not here anymore. John Wenger.
No.
No. Okay. The motion is... The vote is... Hello?
Yeah, before you announce the vote, point of order.
Yes, point of order.
Yeah, I think we forgot, and I'm guilty of this, forgot to bring up the issue again before we have another vote. We need to resolve the issue of who's on this committee, specifically with regard to PFW, because we have three LSV members present.
That's a good point in terms of who can vote and who can't.
Who are the three LSD members?
Lona, Vanessa, and Lona, and Nancy Sergeant.
Nancy? Oh, Nancy, right.
And Nancy who?
Sergeant.
She's not here.
I think I heard her voice earlier, but maybe I'm wrong.
If I didn't resign, there was no room for her to come on the committee.
She's not here in present anyway, and this is the roll call we had at the beginning.
Okay, I made a mistake then. I thought she was on the meeting.
Okay.
Not to put an answer.
So the motion fails. It was 5-5.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Nancy. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay.
I thought I heard her before also.
Nancy, our Nancy from CFW?
Yes.
You're here?
I've been here since 8:45. I've been trying to announce that I'm here, and
I thought you didn't hear me. I didn't hear you.
I heard her.
Yeah, I thought I did, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, great. So I don't know. Can we have someone speak from PSW? I think Benito's
Tony
here.
Tony on the call.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Okay.
I'll speak and anybody can supplement however they see fit. At the last meeting, as I recall, we were discussing committee assignments and I was asked if I wanted to stay on governance, and I said yes. And Nancy also wanted to, and we were the only two who were interested. And so it was done at that point. That's my recollection. If anybody else has a different recollection, let me know.
So,
Benito Tostek.
Joel Elias, is that right?
I was not at that meeting, but I had put in writing the week before that it was my desire to continue to be on the governance committee. So, I don't know why that was not part of the record, but I was not there at that meeting.
Tony or Benito, would either of you, Lynn Further Clarity, or anybody else like to speak to this?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. May I?
Yes, go.
Yeah.
And then Janet Kay, may I?
Do you have information relative to what's happened at CSW?
Who you? Well, all I have is the information I have is two people from 2014, Lona and Vanessa. And if there's a third person, I don't know, but there should probably be an FCV. But until that is settled, I mean, the people from 2014 remain, and it's just those people because you have to have two.
So the LSP has not contacted you with the new membership. Is that correct?
Correct.
Tony, what is that?
Okay, Anthony. Tony.
Yeah, so what Vanessa was saying is absolutely correct. We passed around a sheet asking people to sign up for the various committees. Only two people signed up for the governance committee, and that was Vanessa and Nancy Sorden. You know, if Lola says that she was interested in remaining on the committee, I don't doubt her word, but I wasn't aware of that, and nothing was, no one said anything about that to the extent I remember. Yeah, I don't think so. When we left the meeting, it was pretty clear that we had two, you know, that Vanessa and Nancy were the two people on the committee.
Okay. Tony.
After Tony, I'd like to add something. I left something out.
Okay.
Yep. As I recall, we did have at the last meeting, there was nobody, we should have been informed. We didn't know if nobody mentioned anything that Lona, but that could have been somebody's mistake of not passing it on. Because we didn't hold an election because there wasn't anybody. We assumed it was just two people. So, but I think that if Lona was interested, we should have known. And I think then if she was interested, then we should have an election with it. Because that nobody conveyed to us. I assume Lona sent it to the chair or somebody, but nobody conveyed that information to the LSB at the time we were discussing it.
So does Lana to the track, please?
But I think to resolve it, though, if I think we should have an election because we didn't know that she was interested. And that wasn't conveyed to us, to everybody, I think. And I take Lona for a word if she said she was interested. I think she was interested. So we shouldn't, I think we just have to revisit it another way.
Serene with a proposal.
Vanessa,
I'm going to put you on the stack, Serene. I have Vanessa and then Lona.
Okay, so the part I left out was that there was another person. It was announced by the chair that another person was interested in serving on governance, but only if nobody else wanted to do it, and that was Jane Gatewood, the LSB secretary, that she wasn't there either. And so the chair announced, Jane is interested. If there's, not going to be the election won't be contested. And so then I said I wanted to stay, and Nancy said she wanted to be on, and so there was mention of another person expressing interest, but it was conditional, and so the conditions were met, and so it was Nancy and me.
Okay, well.
Yes, hi. So I guess my question is this. I mean, I assume that there are rules and practices for members to be, as they have been in the past, I know that, who wanted to serve on committees, that it was only necessary for them to let another member know so they could sign it for them if they were not there. That's happened in the past. That's how I got on the governance and the elections. I know that I sent... At the meeting before that, I stood here as well as to the secretary, and I know I followed up with an email that I was interested in participating in governance and that I would not be at that meeting. So my question is, to me it's not a question. To me it's a misunderstanding. But to me the question is, if I'm willing to continue on the committee, which it was my intention to do, I communicated that. I'm not responsible that did not get into the record. So that would be my understanding of it. And if there's to be an election, then there should be an election amongst everybody on the committee, because I think, what was necessary for that wish to be communicated, just as I had in the past. So I let the secretary as well as the chair know that I was interested in being on governance, and I put it in the email before the meeting that I knew when I gave notice that I would not be able to make that meeting.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
That's a question. Celine, and then what's on the floor is the question of representation from PSW. We have three LSD members present, and procedural mix-up as to who is supposed to be representing.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that the practice in the various committees has always been that if there's a contested election at Station X, then the existing members of the committee stay on the committee until that contested election is held. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it seems to me that the PFW members who were on the committee in 2014 stay on the committee until that contested election has been held.
And point of information?
Okay, so at some point I'm going to have to make a ruling on how we're going to proceed, but I'm willing to have some more suggestions about it. Mal, thank you for that. John Renner, go ahead.
I'm sorry, when am I on the stack, George?
When is that of information? You're next, Serene.
George, isn't it the case that people get onto PNB committees in two ways, and might this resolve the dilemma here? That is to say, I was elected by my LSB, but other people, I'm not sure if Lawrence was elected by the LSB or whether he was appointed by the PNB, but there's two paths onto the committee here, and so therefore you can have more than two members on a committee from a particular station.
Yeah. And so might
this resolve the situation in D.C.?
No. The question is not two PNB members. There can be up to two PNB members. That's not the issue. There can only be two LSB members. And we have, at the very least, some confusion as to who those two are. I'd like to take just a couple of suggestions as to how to deal with this. I'll make a ruling and then we'll decide it. The committee will decide it. Serene, you're next.
Jordan to the stack.
I'm sorry, Serene, and then who?
This is Serene. I would like to let Nancy speak first, and she's directly affected. Nancy Sorden is the third PFW delegate.
Yes. Nancy, certainly you will get a chance to speak. Go ahead, Serene. You'll speak right after Serene.
Okay. Actually, I have a proposal. I have a motion. I would like to hear from Nancy first, as she's directly affected.
Sorry, I thought you were asking for the opposite thing. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, you would.
Okay. It makes sense to me that until it's resolved by PFW, that Lona, you know, continue until it's resolved by WPFW.
Okay, so you're willing to withdraw, is that the case?
Yeah.
Until it's decided.
No, what do you mean by withdraw?
I think it needs to be resolved at a WPFW LSB meeting, not here tonight.
So you do not wish to take your place on this committee tonight, is that correct?
Right. It's not clear that I should.
Thank you.
I have a point of information, please.
That's
clear. Yeah, burrito to the stack.
Oh, Christ.
So, I'm going to rule that since Nancy...
I have a point of information.
Serene and I have both been trying to get the floor.
What's your point of information, Serene? And then, Benito, you can have the floor.
My point of information is directed to Nancy. When you say you're willing to wait, I assume you will... Well, my question is it your intention to remain on the call and to join the discussion if you wish to do so but not vote?
Oh, I guess I should get off the call, right?
No, there's no need to get off the call. We don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't want to not be part of the discussion, and you know.
Nancy's choice, and it's not.
I understand it's her choice. That's why I'm asking her, George.
You got the answer.
No, she said she felt she should get off the call.
I'm not expecting.
George, hush. I can't even hear what she's saying. Let her speak, and I can ask her.
We'll be able to hear what she's saying. Nancy, what did you have to say further?
I'm not expecting to represent WPFW tonight, and I'm asking if I should, you know, step off the call.
No.
Yes.
No, you should not. No.
Okay. So, we're going to have... So if you're asking for opinions about that... We have Serene says no. Do you wish to say anything further about that, Serene?
You know, I would like to say something about the condescension that you're operating with here tonight, and you're yelling at people as though you think you're in your backyard or something. You really need to stop, okay? It's inappropriate.
If Nancy made a statement and
felt that she needed to withdraw from the call, as a member of the committee, because it's not your decision, as a member of the committee, I am within my rights to say to her, you don't actually have to withdraw from the call. Does your statement mean that you're not insisting on voting tonight? To which she said yes. We get to have that exchange without your interrupting. You're not running up.
So is there anything else?
I'll let you know when there is.
Good. Benito.
Okay. So, yes, I think we all understand that the LSB has to resolve this issue. Okay? There's no doubt about that. And that's obviously not going to happen tonight. For purposes of tonight and going forward, let me say that when we had the last meeting, there were only two, it was clear to everyone in the room, mistakenly or not, that there were only two people interested in that position. And so when we walked out, of the room, it was clear that the two committee members were Vanessa and Nancy. So I think it's unfair at this point, on the one hand, to exclude Nancy, and it's also unfair to exclude Lona if she says that she indicated her interest, but somehow it wasn't communicated to the LSB. Okay? So I would propose, I move, that number one, that neither Nancy or Lona vote during the balance of this meeting until the issue is resolved. Vanessa, it's clear that she's on the committee, and so she should continue to vote. But both Vanessa and Nancy should stay on the call and participate.
Point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead. I'm recognizing the point of order. Who was it?
Lona Elias.
Yes, Lona.
Is it appropriate to have a motion in the middle of a discussion on a point of order that you're about to rule on? Is a motion appropriate in the middle of a discussion when the chair is about to rule on a point of order?
Well, I was about to rule, and I got sort of diverted from ruling.
Point of order.
So I'm thinking it out loud, Lona. I'm not sure how to answer your point of order. I didn't actually make the ruling, so I think Benito's motion is in order. I don't support it, but it's in order.
Is it in order when you're in the middle of making the, when you get ready, in the middle of the discussion before he asked to be on the stack to discuss what you were about to rule on? Is it appropriate for him to bring up another motion in the middle of that discussion? I think it's inappropriate. Not to entertain the motion, but it's inappropriate in the middle of a ruling.
Well, here's my ruling on your point of order.
That was
I didn't actually...
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Nancy Ford,
I
didn't actually make the ruling. We got involved in asking Nancy what she wanted to do. And then I took a further stack. With the stack, Benito made a motion. I guess there's a question in my mind of whether Benito's motion is in order, because it's basically, the bylaws are very specific about there can only be two LSB members. And I would say, basically, as a courtesy to the people involved, I think Benito's motion would only be in order if both Lona and Nancy were okay with it. I don't know how to make that parliamentary, but that seems to me to be appropriate. So I'm going to make a ruling on the question of representation right now, and then we can vote on that. And so,
I have a point of order, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I have a ruling on my point of order first?
Yes, Mal. I think I will do exactly that.
Thank you.
Serene, go ahead.
Well, what was Mal's point of order? You just told me you're going to rule on it, so go ahead and rule on it.
Mal's point
of order on the floor at the same time. I didn't remember that he had one.
He did make one, and I said thank you for that, and I didn't actually rule on it. His point was that until the committee is notified by the LSB that there are two other members or other members other than the ones who are on continue. And I think that's correct, and I think that's also what the bylaws say, and I think that Benito's motion is contrary to the bylaws and therefore not valid. So that's what I'm going to rule.
Okay, point of order, George. I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
If the secretary or chair did not notify this committee of the two members, I'm wondering how Nancy was informed of this meeting.
Was informed of this meeting?
Answer that. I don't know how she would have known unless somebody told her, one of us told
Nancy,
her.
Nancy to the stack?
Well, let me say that that's really, really irrelevant. How Nancy found the meeting is not really relevant. It is the case, I gather, that the secretary of the PNB was not notified by the LSP that there was a change in membership. It's the LSP's responsibility to do that. It's clear that the LSP also has a responsibility to clear up the ambiguity. But it seems to me that it's pretty clear that at this meeting, the people who should be representing PFW are Lona Elias and Vanessa Dixon Bricks. So that's my ruling. Now, you can challenge it, whatever you want to do with it, but that's my sense of how it is.
Okay, Vanessa took that.
Yeah, Vanessa.
Okay, hearing your ruling, but there's no need for Nancy to leave because the issue is not resolved. So the issue being unresolved, as Doreen said, there's no need for Nancy to leave. She might as well continue to participate, at least to the extent of listening. I don't know if maybe not voting, but at least, at a minimum, listening, if not participating in the discussion.
There's certainly no reason. Well, let me say, put it after the committee, but I think there's absolutely no reason why Nancy can't participate in the discussion. This would be an extension of what we usually do. It's extended to PNB members automatically. It isn't extended to LSB members, but I think given the circumstances, I would ask the committee's indulgence in allowing Nancy to continue to listen and participate if she wishes. Is there any objection to that?
No, if Janet can, Nancy can.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I said, Nancy can. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, good.
William, with a point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, before I can figure out whether I object or not, I'm curious as to how it is that the person who made the motion, Benito, figured out that one of the three people is entitled to be on and the other two are in question.
I ruled his motion out of order, so it's not really germane to anything we're doing at the moment.
Well, if I wanted to vote for his motion, if I wanted to vote against you, I'd like to know the answer to that question.
Okay, his motion's not on the floor. If Peter, would you like to answer the question?
Yeah, I don't have any problem.
What's that?
No,
Mr. Chair.
Can I answer?
You can if you wish, yes.
Yeah, you know, I don't, the only issue was who the third person was going to be. And as I continued to say, when we walked out of the room that night, it was clear to everybody that was at the meeting that the members were Vanessa and Nancy.
Okay, I see you loud.
Now we find
Thank
out.
You.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, okay. I don't see the logic. Get on the floor.
I just ruled. On the, I made a point of order. I ruled on the point of order that Mal brought up. That the people voting
point
today.
Point of information here, please.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who was that?
Point of information. Lona Elias. I had made the motion to table and
yeah.
The election issue tonight, and then this got interjected in that.
Yes.
Another filibuster.
Well, that's reading intentions into what was done. What was your question?
I noticed it when they were doing it.
What is your question?
The question was, are you going to continue and vote on the... Oh, did it pass or...
We already voted. We already voted. With you voting... okay. Let me get back to... We already voted. That's the answer to your question. Is there any objection to my point of my ruling?
This is Sarah.
Yes.
So, you know, the motion was out of order because he made an argument and then made a motion when he asked for the stat. But anyway, I'd like us to re-vote on the motion to table.
On what basis?
I'm sorry?
On what basis do you want to revote on the motion, which has already been voted on? You can move to reconsider if you vote.
I'm sorry, do I have the floor?
Yes.
I keep hearing other voices.
I don't. What is it? What's your basis for asking to revote?
Because I don't think the issue was sufficiently clear. I'd like us to revote.
Okay, well, that's not in
addition, a member joined the call during the vote and before you announced the vote. And that person should be able to vote.
I had announced the vote.
You're doing
and the
it.
Member who joined isn't voting.
You're doing it again with that interruption thing.
Yes, you're right. Is there anything else, any other reasons you have for having a revote?
Nancy on the stack.
Well, I have to give you 12 reasons, George. I gave my reason, which was...
Moving it out of order, Queen. We have a vote, and it's counted and done.
You asked a question, and I get to respond
done.
Without your interrupting. What is your problem?
Serene!
Don't yell at me. I'm no way related to you. Watch it. You know, if you can't handle the stress of chairing a meeting... Even when you produce problems, you do not get to shout at people.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay, so where we're at now is...
George, did you hear that Nancy wants to be on the stack? I think maybe you can't hear her very well.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did.
Where we're at now is that we're going to move on with the same people voting who were voting before. The motion to table failed. We're still discussing the agenda. We still have Benito's motion, substitute motion, and Serene's motion on the floor. That's where we are as far as parliamentary procedure is concerned.
Hey, George, point of order.
Yes.
Could Nancy be given the courtesy of speaking before we move on?
I'm moving on, and I said, Nancy, you're next.
I didn't hear you, George. I didn't hear you.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Nancy Sarbara. Is that the other Nancy? Okay. Go ahead.
Nancy KPFT.
who asked for the stack?
Nancy Sarbara Nadi told me from KPFT. I did not hear the vote count on the vote motion to table that item. And from my calculation, it was 5 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions, being Tony
That's
and right. Lawrence. Is that right?
That's correct.
I didn't hear it. Okay. I'll volunteer to be a timekeeper. It's now 10:22 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, we have 8 minutes.
Can you have a question, please?
So what's on the floor is what I said. I don't have a stack. I think I don't have a stack on that. I'm sorry, I have the floor at the moment and I have something I want to say. I support Benito's motion to postpone. It will give us time to look over the points that Janet raised. The Governance Committee recommends to the PNB. The PNB is in charge of the LSBs. And there is an issue there that has to do with, at least one issue that I can see, that has to do with people who were termed out, who were elected, for instance, in last time in 2012. They would ordinarily not be going that is to say, they would not be leaving other than that they're termed out. They're not leaving because they were part of the 2013 election. Now, do those people count for the half? If they do, who from the 2013 doesn't have to go? If they don't, do we go with more than 12 people from that election? So I think there are issues, and I support Benito's motion to postpone. Now, those are the two things that are on the floor. The floor is still open for discussion. Anybody want to speak to that, or if not, we'll go to a vote on
them. Point of order. Please forgive me. I don't recall Benito's motion to postpone.
Well, he did make it, and I did put it on the floor.
I'm just saying, if you could refresh my memory, I simply don't remember that.
Okay, it was to postpone to the May meeting, the next meeting.
Okay.
He's postponing what exactly?
He's postponing the discussion of whether or not to have the motion to reconsider put back on the agenda.
Well, it's not back on the agenda. It was never on the agenda. It was a proposed agenda.
Right. If the substance of it, if that motion is postponed, goes through, we do not consider any further today, tonight, that motion. It shows up on the agenda next month as the first issue. And as I say, I support that because it gives us time to actually look to see, well, maybe there are issues that the PNB needs to look into.
Okay, I'm sorry. How does it get onto a future agenda as the first item? You can't make a decision in one meeting about where things are positioned in another meeting.
When you postpone an item in one meeting, it goes to the top of the agenda in the next one, if you postpone it to the next next meeting.
I'd like to see the citation on that one.
Well, I don't have time to find it for you.
Old business.
Right, but old business does not go to the top of an agenda. And it hasn't even been approved for this meeting, so why would it be automatically on the first item on the next meeting?
Because of the reason I just said, Serene. If you postpone an item, it comes up next. And
if you postpone an agenda item, it
comes up first at the next meeting.
If you postpone an agendaed item, but we have not agendaed this motion. I have a motion. I'd like to make.
I'm ruling. What's your motion, Serene?
My motion is that we suspend all discussion of the agenda and immediately move to the Mal Bernstein motion. It is 10:26.
I'm sorry, it's out of order. We have a motion.
To suspend the agenda.
We have motions on the floor. We can immediately vote on whether or not to postpone it. And if we do, we can go back to the agenda. But there's a motion on the floor, two motions on the floor, and that one's out of order. Can we go to a vote on Benito's substitute motion? Is there any objection to going to a vote? Okay. Hearing none, I assume there are objections to the motion, so I'll just take the roll. So a yes vote postpones this till next month. A no vote, if there's a no vote, we move on to Serene's motion, which this was substituted for, which is to cancel it altogether. So, Lorna Elias. Lorna?
I'm sorry. Yes says it to be postponed with no specification of where it goes on the agenda in the next meeting. This is not on the agenda. Excuse me?
It comes up as the first item under setting the agenda next time.
In that case, then I say no.
Okay. And Mal Bernstein. Mal?
And I challenge your ruling on that, Chair.
I'm sorry, we're in the middle of the vote. Mal, are you there? Okay. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
William Hewarden.
No.
Kim Kaufman, Pat Logan, Tony Norman. Tony,
I'll there? Pass.
Okay. Andrea Pritchett. Andrea? Welcome back. I vote yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
No.
John Wenger?
I pass. I'm confused. If we're going to talk about it tonight, which way do we vote? I can't figure it out.
You can't talk about it tonight. You have to vote both motions down to talk about it tonight. I missed some people that didn't answer. Mal Bernstein, are you there? And Andrea Pritchett, are you there? Okay. Tony Norman?
I'm going to abstain.
till I, I'm a little
Okay, Lawrence?
Lawrence, what?
Did you vote yes? Did you? Didn't you pass?
Well, Lawrence didn't pass.
How do you vote on this? Did I miss your vote?
Maybe you did, but I voted yes.
Okay. So I have 5-4.
Why did it pass?
I'm sorry, who?
John Wenger. Did you not pass?
Oh, John Wenger. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't get back to you. John, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain because, frankly, I'm confused about this.
Okay. Okay, so I have 5-4. Benito's motion passed.
Could you repeat the yeses, please?
Well, no, I think that's a good idea. So, Benito Diaz... The next is Dixon Briggs, Tony, no, myself, Lawrence, did I miss anybody who voted yes?
No, that's the problem.
Okay, so now, is Mal Bernstein there? Is Andrea Pritchett there? They're not. Okay. I double counted Lawrence's vote. The vote is 4-4. The motion, we now have in front of us Serene's motion, which is to just take this off the agenda altogether. I'd like to just go to
Benito to the stack.
I don't think we can take a stack on this, Benito. We're in the middle of voting, and once you start voting on the substitute, you go on to the voting on the main motion. So we'll just have to go to a vote on that. So a yes vote takes it off altogether. So let's go. Lona Elias?
Pass.
Okay. Lydia, are you by any chance there? Okay. Mal Bernstein? Benito Diaz? Oh, I'm sorry. You're there. Okay.
No, I'm here, but I'm not. I haven't been privy to the whole thing. I've been in and out.
Oh, okay. So you're going to abstain for this one?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Where are we?
I just need to be clear.
Yeah.
A yes vote would be to take it off the agenda altogether.
That's correct.
So I don't know.
Okay. So I had. So Benito votes no. Lona, did you vote? Did I get your vote?
No.
You passed. Is that right?
Yes, I passed before I vote no.
So okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Okay, I'm sorry. There was some stuff going on in the back. Repeat the motion. My apology. I've got...
Yeah, just a moment.
George?
Yeah, just a moment. I've got some background. How do you vote, Vanessa?
Okay, repeat the motion, George. I'm so sorry. I've got lots of stuff going on back here. I'm
voting now on Serene's motion, which is to take this off the agenda altogether.
No.
Okay. William Hill Warden. William?
Yes.
Yes. I'll count that as one.
No, that was two. I said it twice.
That was William Hill Warden voting yes. Is that correct?
Correct.
Tony Norman. Tony?
Pass.
Andrea Pritchett, myself, I vote no. Lawrence Reyes?
I vote yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sabara Narutomi?
Yes.
John Wenger?
No.
Margie Wilkinson? Lona Elias? Lona?
Excuse me.
Lona?
No. No, I'm sorry, I muted my phone.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, I get the vote is 5-5. The motion fails.
Could you repeat the nose, please? Yes.
Okay. Lona Elias, William Heerwagen.
William voted yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to read the nose. I'm sorry. Repeating the wrong side. Lona, you also voted yes, didn't you?
No, I voted no.
You voted no. Okay.
I voted no.
Okay. So it's Lona, Benito Diaz, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Tony Norman, and myself. Tony, did you vote yes or no?
I voted yes.
You voted yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I counted that the wrong place. I'm gonna do it again so we get it straight. All right, Lona Elias.
No.
No. Benito Diaz.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
William Heerwagen.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
I vote no. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
I vote yes.
Lawrence, how do you say your last name?
Oh my God,
you
didn't say
Texas? Lawrence, how do you say your last name?
Reyes.
That's what I thought. Lawrence Reyes. Okay. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sabella Naratomi.
Yes.
John Ringer.
No.
And Margie Whippetson. Yeah, okay, so the vote is 5-5. You just heard the yeses and noes. The motion fails. We're out of time. I'm willing to entertain a motion to extend time if anybody wants to make it. I doubt it will pass, but I'm willing to...
I move to extend time. This is Vanessa.
So how much time?
Well, I'll say 30 minutes if nobody yells.
I think.
Okay. Let's go to a vote on the motion to extend time. It requires 2/3.
Is there a discussion?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, don't vote against it. That's all. If you do, vote for it. It's sort of... But Lona Elias?
No.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yeah.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Tony Norman?
No.
Andrea Pritchard, you here? Lawrence Reyes?
No.
William Roberts?
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Abstain.
John Ranger?
Yes.
And I'll abstain. The vote is 5-3 against. Motion fails. We are adjourned, folks.
Wow.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.